This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, we got some awesome audio. We all know that Bill Gates teed up and forecasted the virus in 2015. We played the audio for you. We know that Fauci, however you want to call him, or whatever you want to call him, it's okay with me. He teed it up in 2017, predicting a virus. We know that back in 2011, going back to the proceedings of Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci, they came out with a movie in 2011 called Contagion. But did you know that in 2003, on television, there was a television program called Dead Zone? And during that Dead Zone premiere, friends, well, you know, I'm not going to tell you too much. I'm going to play the audio in just a little bit here, because folks, if there's any questions concerning the coronavirus as being a manufactured crisis, I'm telling you right now, this will put it to rest, that it was and it is from start to finish. Look what's going on in your country today. Has anybody been paying attention to the fact that nobody's talking about the coronavirus right now? It's all about the riots. Well, the riots have been created by the powers that be, that are tolerated. Let me say it that way. The powers that are tolerated are hijacking the narrative of George Floyd. And it's exactly what the American people have allowed them to do. Folks, they're looking to have a revolution because they want to convince you that our system of government doesn't work. That's not the problem. As I said to you the other day, if you want a revolution, let the revolution be founded upon the heads of the corrupt in government, because the institution of government that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob instituted amongst us, the longest standing constitution in modern history, mind you, America, your form of government, is not the problem. Corrupt politicians are the problem. Now, I've shared with you before, Senator John Glenn said, the guy that said he went to the moon, if that were true, I wish he would have stayed. The fact of the matter is, he's not here anymore. He is where he belongs. The Bible tells us if you live in sin, you're going to die in sin. And now he knows the truth of the matter. But Senator John Glenn said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. America, he is corrupt. What you are dealing with is corruption in a system of government that God has ordained. Government is good. Government is not bad. But we need good men occupying the offices of those that are to represent we the people. Therein lies the problem. We want reformation. They want revolution. And again, what they're trying to prove to everybody right now, folks, through their lying propaganda outlets and their narrative, is to set it in the minds of the people that our form of government does not work. Let me say it this way, and I'm going to move on to the next point. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, because that's what this is all about, creating chaos to bring in a new order. They're creating the chaos because they want a new order, okay? If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then simply get back to God's 10. It really is that simple. Now, I'm not telling you, friends, that you're not going to have to repair. I'm not telling you that you're not going to have to get out there and fight the good fight of faith. No, I'm not telling you that at all. You're going to have to do that. That is prerequisite, okay, following the Christ. And as Christians, and as patriots, and as conservatives, all derived and extracted from the Christ, period, right? But the fact of the matter is, friends, that's the issue. If you're tired of man's 10,000 commandments the way that I am, and I'm sure that you are, then let's simply get back to God's 10, okay? Because what these people, these rioters and these looters that are paid protesters, by the way, we're going to be talking about that in the up and coming days, are doing, they think that this is freedom. No, what they're doing, folks, is they're acting out in such a fashion as a man stepping up on a boat and taking a shotgun and blasting a hole at the base of the ship or the boat. They're going to sink, and so is everybody else that's on that boat with them. They think that this is freedom. It is not freedom. It's licentiousness. And let me add to it. It is stupidity from A to Z. Because what they don't realize, and those that are standing back apathetically watching what's going on in this country don't realize, is it entails... And it enshrines all of us as to what may take place in this country if we do not stand together and fight the good fight of faith against that of evil. And again, if we don't want to do that, then you can say goodbye to your freedoms right now, friends. Because they're looking to overthrow, and I've been saying this, friends, since I've been on the radio. I'm a part of the younger generation that sees what the older generation puts up with. They're still caught up into the political games, friends. The left and the right paradigm. And if you don't mind me just adding to what I just said, friends, Joe Biden is nothing but a sure shoe-in for Donald Trump. Nobody likes Joe Biden, but he's the candidate that's going to go up against Donald Trump. Joe Biden is the answer to drive support Joe Biden is the answer to driving support to Donald Trump. If you can't figure out the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, at this point, I can do nothing for you. Now, let me add to that, if you don't mind, just going on with this bunny trail. Isn't it interesting that the American people have been deluded and set under a delusion of their own, a deceit, self-deceptive of their own, to actually believe that the Democrats are against Donald Trump? Does anybody pay attention to what's happening behind closed doors outside of what the mainstream media has to say concerning their propaganda narratives? Well, it's interesting to note, friends, that on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown just posted that the Democrats recently voted to give Trump even more police power by reauthorizing the USA Freedom Act. I thought, friends, that they were at odds one with another. No, they're working together. They have the same. They're on the same team. Just because they have different jerseys means absolutely nothing. A couple years ago, I took my kids to see the Harlem Globetrotters, something I wish I could have seen when I was a kid. I only could watch it on television. And when we went, did you know that the Harlem Globetrotters, they have a team that travels with them? And they're supposed to be their arch enemy. And every city that they go to, that team sets themselves up as the bad guy to the people. And the bad guy, that team, that opposition to the Harlem Globetrotters, plays in the face of the people, the bad guy, throughout the whole hour and a half presentation. Okay? And we know at the end of the day that the Harlem Globetrotters win every step of the way. Why? Because it's all pre-planned. Okay, the objectives are always the same. When are the American people going to understand that's exactly what's being played out in front of their faces all day long? Folks, again, it's nothing less and nothing more than a bunch of clowns in the circus of politics working for the same special interest groups that are aimed at destroying your country. And the two-party system is only set up to divide the American people so they can weaken the nation to conquer at will. We need to wake up. Read Mark 3:25. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out online, 15 articles every day, sonsoflibertymedia.com, combating the lying CIA-controlled media. Along with that, friends, go to the right side of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on live chat. How do you do that? Click on to YouTube on the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and again, join us on live chat. Or you can go to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page there. Beforeitsnews.com on the front page there as well. Click onto the video. Go to the right side, click us on live chat, and you can join the conversation. If you're driving in one of the 122 cities that air us, friends, across the country, that number is 1-866-582-9933 that you can call us on. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, by the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Also want to give a shout out to our brand new friends over in Louisiana, WSLA 1560 AM, New Orleans, Slidell, Kenner, and Mandeville. That's all in Louisiana. That is 1560 AM WSLA. Also WSLA 93.9 FM Slidell, Eden Isle, Pearl River, Lacombe. So folks, we have been growing exponentially over the last 6 years. We went from 16 radio stations to that of now probably 125, 126, 127 radio stations across the country. There's a reason people are taking the truth. They're buying the truth and they're selling it, not as it tells us in the book of the preacher, Ecclesiastes. People are sick and tired of the games that the grown-ups are caught up into, and they want answers. No better place to go than to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution. And again, that's why people are listening. Thank you for your trust and welcome aboard to those in Louisiana. I wanted to give you a shout out, and we totally appreciate you. I also wanted to get to this, friends. I just seen this morning, just kind of shooting from the hip until we get to our topic here. DeWine, Governor DeWine, says to bars and restaurants, listen carefully, friends, to these little revolutionaries. Yep, hang on. Saul Alinsky, hang on. Saul Alinsky just got a thought here. I want you to listen carefully so you can identify the radicals, okay? So you got to do is listen to this devil just once so you can understand who, again, the revolutionaries are, who they are. The true revolutionaries are, said a disciple of Satan, a son of Belial, Saul Alinsky. True revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, they put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within. You can go ahead and check out Rules for Radicals, friends. We do a whole show on that. But this is what this disciple of Satan himself said. And we know the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree when it comes to the likes of what you see in federal government and local governments today. True revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, they put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within. Now, I didn't say that. No, that's what they're saying all day long. These self-proclaimed mayors and governors and this administration and what they're surrounded with, friends. Okay? They're saying action speaks louder than words. Man, friends, I'm telling you what. These people are speaking loud and clear. I don't care if they got haircuts and nice suits on. I don't care if they're flaunting their radicalism. They're flaunting it because I can see it and I can hear it through their actions. Matthew 7:16, read it when you get a moment. But Mr. DeWine, going back to this son of Belial, he said, DeWine to bars and restaurants. This is what he said to those bar owners and restaurant owners throughout his state. Obey social distancing or there will be, he said, consequences. You know what this little devil, this old prune devil, friends, you know what he's doing when it comes to the rioters? Absolutely nothing. Crickets. Who are they attacking, America, more than you, the law abiders? Nobody. By me telling you the truth of who these devils are, Luke 12:2, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. They want you to believe that I'm the rebel, I'm the revolutionary, by calling them out for their crimes against we the people. Okay? But again, we're setting the record straight to show you by their fruit who they are and what it is that they do. Also read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15 when you get a moment. But folks, look at all that's going on in your country today. And I want you to pay attention to the administration that's in play. Look at how your U.S. Constitution and your godly heritage is under attack like it could have never fell under the administration, criminal administration of Barack Hussein Obama. People would have been outside in the streets with their ARs and their AKs. There's no question about it. Oh, and by the way, just for the record, for those that are out in Michigan right now, we're getting this from firsthand information from a sheriff friend of ours that we're told Antifa is coming to town, so he said arm up. I wanted to let you know that out in Michigan. It's not a game. That's firsthand information. That's good government. That's a sheriff that's doing his job. Just like the one that we highlighted last week on this radio show. Actually, it wasn't last week. It was the beginning of this week. And he basically warned those that threatened those out in rural areas and suburbs to go ahead. Do your best. But know that my citizens and my constituents are armed to the hilt. And this sheriff said that I am encouraging them, Grady out of Florida is his name, I'm encouraging them to blow you out of their house if you have the audacity to go into the suburbs and dare to enter into their homes unlawfully. This sheriff encouraged him to blow them out. These are sheriffs that understand the Second Amendment, friends. But again, let me ask you one more question before we get to the topic. Is this happening under Barack Hussein Obama? Was this happening under Bill Clinton, friends? No, if you remember right, the riots in L.A., that was under what? That was under the Bush Sr. Anybody pay attention? September 11th was under a Republican governor, for those that are caught up in that unconstitutional game. I'm sorry, a Republican, he was a governor, Bush. that Republican presidency. And then now we see again under an alleged self-proclaimed Republican, right, as if to suggest he's the good guy. Look what's happening to your country. Did this happen under Barack Hussein Obama? Nope, because everybody was standing guard. Did this happen under Clinton? Well, we did have that of the Davidian branch out in Waco, Texas, right? David Koresh. And we did have Oklahoma City bombing during that time. And we all know the history of who was responsible for both of those terror attacks. It wasn't a foreign government, friends. It was yours. Terrorism, defined in Oxford's Old English Dictionary, is what? Government by intimidation. It's exactly what you're seeing today. Because while these alleged riots are going on all across the United States of America, Donald Trump's on the telephone with the governors throughout the United States, telling them to quit being so weak, to go in and basically crush these riots. We're also seeing some really bizarre activity coming out of some of these police officers that are going up and down the streets of the United States of America, yelling at constituents that are sitting on their balconies and then turning and firing on them. Isn't that the whole reason we're having riots in the street? Yep. And I want you to make distinction as well, friends. There are peaceful protesters, which is completely lawful, First Amendment, and then there's those that are provocateurs that are sent in to create what you're seeing today. So make distinction, okay? Because what they want to do is they want to come in and shut it all down. Okay, and keep in mind who sends in the brown shirts. History teaches us that they're doing it. American history teaches us that they're the ones doing it. Okay? They create the crisis, then they come behind and they play the problem solver. Don't forget your history, America. That's why people are destroyed at length. Okay? Hosea 4:6. Now, what I want to do is I want to get over to this, and I'm going to tee it up real quick, and I'm going to play a couple audios for you. Any questions concerning the coronavirus as being manufactured crisis? Well, this one's surely to put them to rest. Someone brought this to my attention the other day, and it was a score, let me tell you. There was no surprise here. But again, we know how they have systematically and methodically set this up to force compliance. And this is what it's about, friends. At the end of the day, they're trying to force vaccinations with an RFID chip in some of these vaccinations. And you're going to find, after you listen to this audio, friends, that they're waiting for the virus. You already know it's on standby, friends, because this is all pre-planned. But rest assured, this is going to come through speedily, said this reporter, because it's going to be the American military delivering it to medical industries and hospitals throughout the United States of America. Why would they have to use the military to do something like that? Boy, oh boy, let me tell you something, friends. It's a good thing for government corruption that people never think, isn't it? I hope you're sitting down. I hope you have your seatbelts on. Because this audio is going to tell you everything that you needed to know, and it's going to put away all of your question marks. It's going to put your questions to rest concerning what's behind this alleged virus that's just killing hundreds and thousands of people. All right, we'll be right back on the other side.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he'll ask Congress to pass more economic stimulus including a payroll tax cut, even after the government reported a surprise improvement in U.S. unemployment on Friday. With more on that, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The May jobs report was a surprise to most economists, with a report beating expectations. Eleni Kara-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us the jobless rate declined to 13.3%.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 2.5 million in May. These improvements in the labor market reflected a limited resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed in March and April due to the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it. In May, employment rose sharply in leisure and hospitality, construction, education and health services, and retail trade.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Protests over the death of George Floyd are expected to continue over the weekend. FBI Director Christopher Wray saying peaceful protests are okay, but rioting and looting distracts from the message.
We're seeing people who are exploiting this situation to pursue violent extremist agendas, anarchists like Antifa and other agitators.
The mayor of Washington, D.C. is asking President Trump to remove from the city the troops and federal law enforcement officers who are there as part of the beefed-up security efforts because of the George Floyd protests. Members of the Utah National Guard are being kicked out of their Washington, D.C. hotel rooms, and Utah Senator Mike Lee isn't too happy.
They're being evicted. If the office of the mayor of the city of Washington has ended their contract with the Marriott Marquis Hotel, they'll get off at 10 a.m. tomorrow, and I'm told at that point they'll have to go gather their things and go find another place to stay.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Tim Brown just posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com, senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bill Gates did the expected. He came out and he demonized anti-vaccinators. He said they would let the disease continue to kill the people. Folks, right on cue. This is in the playbook. If you were listening to the break, you heard about how we heard from another city official of those calling out those that are actually rioting and looting. They're not there to peacefully protest. Ask them the question, where did they come from? Do you notice how they never expose their colleagues in government? Never. And if they knew anything about history whatsoever, those would be the first ones that they would look to. Have you ever heard them condemn one another outside of the game between the Democrats and the Republicans? Never. Never. And if they did, folks, I'll tell you what, soon enough, they'll be sent out, right? Or they'll be kicked out of government, or they'll be demonized, or they'll be polarized. America, let's figure out how this is being played, okay? Because when you do, it's going to be all over for them. You now have Bill Gates demonizing anti-vaxxers. They would let the disease continue to kill the people. This is exactly what the accuser of the brethren does. Just like Joseph Goebel, accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. Read Revelations 12, 9 through 11, because this is what Satan does. And it's exactly what one of his little kids is doing right now. And I'm talking about Bill Gates. They would let the disease continue to kill the people. Friends, these people are they're dangerous, and they need to be lawfully dealt with. And it's going to be my message over and over and over again until either you win the day or you lose your country, because, again, there is no in-between concerning the issues in front of us today in any sense of the word. So let's get over to this topic because it's a great one. It really is. And it's very telling as to what's going on here because, again, most people are not thinking about what's happening here as to how it was teed up. And by the way, the audio that I'm going to play for you in just a couple minutes, friends, you need to understand that you're not hearing a peep of this come through the mainstream media. And after you listen to it, you're going to ask the question, why aren't they? Because they're a part of it. You need to understand that mainstream media's useful idiots have been giving cover to conspirators for decades in this country. Remember, it's the mainstream media's useful idiots that calls people that are uncovering conspiracies, Jeremiah 11:9, as theorists. Keep in mind, they're attempting to give cover to those that are in fact guilty of conspiracy. Okay? They sold their soul, is really what it comes down to. Remember Adolf Hitler said it's a good thing for government that people never think? Well, we're here again. Let me ask you the question. Do words such as virus, mask, lockdown, authorized quarantine, coronavirus, for your family's safety, swab the inside of your mouth with the Q-tip, blood tests, high fever, respiratory distresses, tracking and treating, viruses come from China, chloroquine, sound familiar to you today in any sense of the word? Have you ever heard them before? Oh my gosh, Bradley, I hear it all the time. Yep, that's right. Of course. See, because Americans have been inundated with those words 24/7 with this propaganda for the last 7 weeks in this country. Over and over again, hour after hour, day after day, week after week, the mainstream media pushing the narrative roughshod and with no holds bar until you either reject it or until you accept it. Now, you just heard what Bill Gates said. He's demonizing those that are anti-vaccinated. They don't want vaccinations. He's demonizing them. Folks, these people are telling on themselves every step of the way. And he just did it again. We all the well know in this country and on a global scale that Bill Gates is behind this. We know this. How come the governments of the world, friends, haven't had him arrested yet? Because they've sold themselves out to special interests like that of Bill Gates. Just ask Donald Trump. Just ask Donald Trump's coronavirus team, task force that he has around him. Ask him who they work for. They work for Bill Gates, for those that didn't know. Okay. So all of these words that I just highlighted, friends, these words are continuously thrown on the people in this country. Did you know that all of these names and expressions are from a television program called Dead Zone from 2003? You see how they have to desensitize? You see how they have to plant the seeds? See how they have to condition the American people? Folks, I want you to listen to this. And I want you to listen carefully, friends. Because this was all forecasted on the Dead Zone back in 2003. Listen to the specificities. Listen to the wording. And listen to how it's played out. Go ahead and play that.
What's this? All right. What's going on? Just... let me think about where to start.
Well, he saw something. What is it?
Saw a virus.
Saw a virus.
Some kind of disease.
A virus? Like what? Like SARS?
I don't know. All I know is that it's highly infectious. It may be fatal. Right now, we could all be infected. If we take this outside, we risk the whole town.
Johnny, how big is this going to get?
I don't know. We just have to do everything we can to stop this, starting right now, Walter.
He's right. All right, here's what's going to happen. We need to make sure that everybody that's inside stays inside. I'm going to get a few deputies on it. We'll call it a lockdown.
Lockdown? Well,
until I come up with something better.
Alt, no. No, you cannot lock the school doors. Alt.
This is for your family's safety.
Will I get sick too?
2003, friends. 2003. Dead zone.
Maybe we should wear masks. What difference does it make?
Masks.
According to you, we've already been exposed. Let's get one thing straight, Mr. Smith. I'm responding to political pressure.
You have no reason to be scared. Let me ask you something, Amy. Animals. You've been around any animals in the backyard, even, let's say, a skunk, a raccoon? I'm going to swab the inside of your mouth.
Swab.
With this little Q-tip. Trying to get a handle on this animal. damn efficient airborne transmission.
Wow.
Blood tests and swabs aren't telling us much. We know it acts like a virus. Huh. It causes high fever and respiratory distress.
What a coincidence!
Tracking and treating a mysterious outbreak like this would take the CDC months.
Whoa!
We better get started then. Anyone who hasn't been exposed already needs to wear a mask.
China. Isn't that where flu viruses come from?
China.
Yeah. A lot of viruses come from there. International flight to China? That's no coincidence.
Whoa.
Whatever it is, it originated in China.
Time is not on our side.
It's like looking for a needle in a needle stack.
Listen carefully.
We have ruled out all the usual suspects. Influenza, SARS, bacterial pneumonia.
How long is it going to take?
Well, it took 34 days to isolate the coronavirus that caused SARS.
Coronavirus, 2003.
I'm authorizing a quarantine on everyone who's come in contact with
quarantine. Authorizing quarantine.
There's
going to
be something I can do.
So the chloroquine.
This is it. This is your virus.
I'm sorry, but there's no cure for that.
Whoa!
Chloroquine, that's an anti-malarial drug.
No. Listen, it suppresses the enzymes.
Dead Zone from 2003. Coronavirus just came out of nowhere. No, folks. How come charges have not been brought to every single individual in this country that has perpetuated this fraud on we the people? Anybody that still has questions as if the coronavirus is being a manufactured crisis, I just played audio for you from 2003. Virus. Masks, lockdown, authorized quarantines, coronavirus, for your family's safety. By the way, that is directly a quote from the SS under the Third Reich. That was the excuse that they used to basically strip the people of all their rights to defend themselves against the likes of Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. Swab the inside of your mouth. You know that they have set up right now in Minneapolis, in Plymouth area. It's a suburb of Minneapolis where you can actually do a drive-through and they swab the inside of your mouth. This is all forecasted on the Dead Zone from 2003, friends. What are the effects of this coronavirus? Well, it's blood tests aren't good enough, high fever, respiratory distress. Does that sound familiar, friends? Because that was all forecasted to the Dead Zone back in 2003 in this country. Why haven't every single one of them that have perpetuated this fraud on the American people, why have they not been arrested? Why have you not heard a peep concerning this Dead Zone forecast back in 2003 from the mainstream media? Because they're a part of the problem. They're a part of the alliance to destroy this country, as you know it, friends, to their own demise. Here's some more for you. Tracking and treating. They're trying to do this by force in California, friends. Virus is coming from China. Did you catch that, friends? This was all from the Dead Zone in 2003. Everything that you are being inundated with right now, folks, was broadcasted out of a television program called the Dead Zone from 2003. Chloroquine. Does that sound familiar? The virus coming from China. Folks, you need to understand something. This charade, and I've said this to you before, but you need to hear it again. This charade going on between America and China and America and Russia, you need to understand that they are allied in a new world order. When they're bannering back and forth through world news that China is considering war with America and America is considering war with Russia, it's like the left and the right bannering back and forth in this charade, friends. It's nothing more. It's a design to confuse and to break down the people, to throw their hands up in the air and say there's nothing you can do about it. If you're one of them people, you need to repent and put your faith in Jesus Christ, period. Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 3, 2, Acts 2, 38, and the list goes on and on. Folks, I just played audio from 2003. You would have thought, if someone just heard that, it's the narrative that they're pushing on you 24-7. Oh, that's right. We're at halftime with the coronavirus right now. Be right back.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Joe Sparrow, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. When I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Just talking to my friends over on live chat. If you want to jump on, you can. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click on to the video, and you can join us on live chat and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews front page. Click on, join us on live chat right to the right. If you want to call in, please do. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about any questions that you may have concerning the coronavirus, friends. I just played some audio for you. It should put all your questions to rest. 2003 Dead Zone, the television program, virus, masks, lockdowns, authorized quarantines, coronavirus for your family's safety, swab the inside of your mouth with the Q-tip, blood tests, high fever, respiratory distress, tracking and treating, viruses come from China, chloroquine. All these words were specifically used staging what exactly you are going through right now. Just for the record. Now, I know a lot of people have been desensitized by the same media that's giving, spewing out their propaganda that calls into question anyone that dare questions their narratives as conspiracy theorists. Folks, I didn't say it. That's what I love about what we do here. We just let them say it. We just show you what they've done. Again, Matthew 7:16. Folks, These are the same people that call people that expose their conspiracies as conspiracy theorists. But do consider these are also the same networks in the mainstream media that have for years been caught red-handed, like they just have been again for giving cover to those who are guilty of conspiracies. I want to show you how far they've already taken this, friends. Despite their debunked narrative, you still see people out there with masks on, right? Now, of course, they don't need the coronavirus right now. They're at halftime with that because they've got everybody distracted onto a new crisis concerning these alleged looters. And I want to say for the record, a lot of these things that are being reported around the country, in the cities, in these major cities, a lot of it's not even happening, just for the record. They've even been caught, friends, taking pictures from kids' games. These play games, these, I don't even know what they call them because I don't have anything to do with them. But these little games that kids play in front of the television set, they're even taking pictures from some of these games and they're reporting war zones by the use of these pictures. It's just exactly what William Randolph Hearst said. You furnish the pictures, I'll furnish the war. It's exactly what's happening. A lot of it's not even real. They need you scared to death. They want you to clamor for more government control, friends. Now, we're even hearing in some cities, friends, they want to get rid of the police. What? You want to know why they want you to get, they want you to vote in favor of getting rid of the police, which I believe, you know, what is there, less than 0.5% of 1% of the people in this country that don't like the police? And guess what? They're probably behind jail or behind bars in jail somewhere. But is this not telling? They're creating the chaos, and now they're putting the words, the narrative, into the mouths of the people by saying, you know what, let's get rid of all cops. Or spray painting them on the side of a building. Why would you want to get rid of cops? Good cops. I'm not, because these four cops have been arrested, they don't represent the police force. They're criminals. They're rogue. Okay? They don't represent all the police in this country. Folks, those are the bad cops. Why would they call for the removal of police forces throughout some cities in the United States of America? It's not them. It's not the people saying that we want to remove the police, friends. It's those that are creating the crisis. Because they want to show you that they don't work. Why? So they can bring, they can bring in a military force. You think I'm kidding? Why don't you look to France? Why don't you look to Germany? Why don't you look to other countries, friends, where they did the same thing because it was easier to do over there? Again, keep in mind, you're the great obstacle here. Why is it that the military are calling the shots over in those countries? Because they did the same thing there as they're doing here. And what's interesting is you're seeing people all over the country say, why has Barack Obama not been arrested? Why has George Soros not been arrested? That's a good question. Hey, for all you Trump supporters, why don't you go ask him? Because 5 years later, not a one political crony has been prosecuted in 5 years. Not a one. And if you think for one moment that they're not in it together, then you explain exactly what's going on right now. Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America, friends. Not Barack Obama, not George Soros, not the corrupt in D.C., not the corrupt throughout the states in America. He has the DOJ in his hand, he said, to do what he wants. He is called the commander-in-chief, and it amazes me. I'm embarrassed for you people that continuously divert the responsible party as being someone else than the person that is responsible. He was voted in to be the president of the United States of America for a reason, and he's not doing his job. He's not. No, you just heard during the break he's giving tax cuts. Oh, by the way, for all those who got a check for $1,200 to $1,500, keep in mind that was just an advance. And also keep in mind it's not like Donald Trump just wrote out checks for everybody in this country out of his own bank account. No. He's, in essence, taking our money and distributing our money to whom he will at will, just like the states are right now. Who gave them authority to do that? And isn't it interesting concerning what's going on? Let's go back to the coronavirus for a moment. Isn't it interesting? The states came in and said, you guys just shut your doors, and what we'll do is we'll steal the coffers, the money, out of the coffers, the taxpayers' money, and we'll distribute it at will. And then what do? They give them money, and then what comes behind it? Forced compliance. You'll get the money if you do this. Hey, friends, that's how slaves are made. And they did it. And they did it. We had several people come to us and say, you know what, you should take that money. You should take that money. You should take that money. And I said to every single one of them, no, we're not going to take the money. How do I get on the radio and then preach to the world that they should be doing the right thing? Behind closed doors, I'm doing the wrong thing. That doesn't fly. No, don't take the money. I just noticed locally here, friends, where I live, businesses that stayed open, regardless of what the governor said, they're booming. The ones that complied, they reaped the curse. They're being driven out of business right now. Well, you know what? For those that complied to an unconstitutional order, you deserve what you get. I've been on the radio for 22 years, and don't suggest to me that you don't know who I am. Love me or hate me, it doesn't matter. You did it to yourself. And several of you people out there that have closed your businesses because you needed a little break to take money from other people that are still working today to keep you afloat, how do you justify that? That's a good question. How do you justify the unjustifiable? You can't, period. You can't. I just highlighted the friends that, outside of the audio that I just played for you concerning the Dead Zone, coming out in 2003, right, they had Contagion in 2011. 2015, Gates came out, Fauci, whatever you want to call him, came out. And I want to tell you, and I want you to listen to this carefully, friends, because this is the audio that this is all leading up to unless you wake up. This is important that you understand what's happening, and it is coming through forced compliance. And CBN reported on this, and I'll let them tell you what I cannot. Go ahead.
We keep hearing progress reports on a coronavirus vaccine and that one could be ready this year. If you are among those Americans who choose to get one, CBN News medical reporter Lori Johnson says you may even see a big difference in the form of an RFID chip.
Wow, an RFID chip.
People
in a vaccination.
Who get a coronavirus vaccine may notice it looks a lot like their eye drops. They might also see an RFID chip on the package.
The U.S. government has contracted Apiject Systems of America to make 100 million pre-filled syringes to quickly distribute a coronavirus vaccine. It will use a high-speed blow-fill seal technology used in pre-filled single-use eye drops.
There are eyedropper facilities in the U.S., not many, but a few, that we are going to upgrade so they can handle vaccines. Then what will happen is those facilities will make the containers right here that will hold the vaccine. We will add a needle hub to them, and voila, you have a pre-filled syringe that's ready to use.
There's also space on each syringe for an optional radio frequency identification chip containing a unique serial number for each dose. It would not be injected or touch the patient. The chip would be scanned by healthcare workers in order to better track overall vaccine information.
Wow.
It is designed so that there is no counterfeiting. It's designed so that we'll know exactly that the right dose hasn't expired.
Sure.
However, that chip only refers to the dose. There's no personal information, no patient information. It's simply like a barcode, only we know instantaneously where and when that dose has been used.
Whoa. That's pretty crazy how fast these people are, isn't it? Look at how fast those engineers just came up with this. 7 weeks into it, and they're already having the American people talking about a vaccination. Well, that's craziness.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault.
a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.